Hello, welcome to another episode of Sports Impact with Jovan Mack. We've got a lot going on in the NBA currently, and I actually have a guest with me today, Hugo. If you'd like to say hi, Hugo.
Hello.
So, we have a lot to talk about today. We got the playoffs in 2 weeks, so a lot of fighting for seeding and stuff like that going on right now. So last night, we had a few games that took place. We had the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Philadelphia 76ers. Giannis had a pretty crazy game, career high in assists with 20, allowing 35 points, 17 rebounds. And the Bucks are really just fighting for playoff seeding right now, as they're without Damian Lillard, and I mean, they're going to need him if they want to go on a playoff run. And then we have the Magic versus the Wizards. Paolo Banchero had a pretty great game with 33 and 18. And the Wizards, you know, they're kind of just tanking at this point. And in a couple more games, the Memphis Grizzlies played against the Miami Heat, and Ja Morant had 30 points, and he hit the game winner. And do you have any thoughts on Ja Morant at the moment?
I think Ja is an excellent player. I would like to also bring up how he got fined $75,000 for his little gestures.
Yes.
I mean, what are your thoughts on him getting fined that amount?
So Ja Morant, yes. If you don't know, he's had his past of,
you know,
associated with guns and,
you know, through Instagram and whatnot.
Yeah, and so 2 days ago against the Warriors, he decided to make a gesture towards one of the Warriors players, and he got a warning yesterday. They let him off. They just said, don't ever do that again, and then he did it again.
And then, yesterday. Yeah, he did do it again. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that those kind of things and those gestures, I think it brings a competitive edge to the league and that players are allowed to express themselves. Mm-hmm. I think with Ja Morant specifically, though, because he does have the violent, like, remarks with having a gun on Instagram and all those kind of things, that fine does make sense.
No, yeah, especially because the straight, like, blatant disrespect to Adam Silver.
Yes, 1,000%. I don't think he should be doing that. But at the end of the day, Ja Morant, fantastic basketball player and one of the most clutch players, in my opinion, that's in the league.
Yeah. And then the last really important game, we had the Golden State Warriors against the Los Angeles Lakers. Two teams fighting for playoff seeding, especially home court advantage. The Warriors got the advantage yesterday, but LeBron still put up a pretty good game. And you, as a big LeBron fan, what did you really think about the game yesterday?
So with the game, I thought that there was a couple things. I would like to say Pods had 8 threes. I thought he had an incredible performance on the Warriors. It's unfortunate that it happened to my Lakers and LeBron, but I think LeBron put up an amazing game, especially at the age of 40. Austin Reeves, he had 9 threes. It honestly looked like Luka was the third option out there, as he really didn't have a great game.
Yeah.
I thought that we could have had more bench play and contribution to the game, but at the end of the day, I think it was a very fun game, and I would love to see them in a 7-game series, especially if Luka was playing 100%, if we got more bench coming out and going out there to play. I think it could make for a great series. And the Warriors, honestly, coming into playoff time, I don't think anyone wants to see them in a 7-game. They are on a heater.
They are in a heater. And yeah, speaking of Luka, it just was interesting watching him yesterday. He's been playing more of a backseat role since he's been on LA. And just watching him, I mean, he didn't make a single three yesterday. And most of his points actually came from the free throw line, which is unlike him. So hopefully, in order for the Lakers to really make a deep run, he's going to have to play better, especially on defense, because he did not
look good on defense at all. Oh, for sure. He was 0-for-6 from the 3-point line yesterday. I think he had 17 points. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but it honestly just didn't look like he was doing all that much. He looked like he was foul baiting a lot. In other games that I've seen from him, he's playing really well, but for whatever reason yesterday, it looked like he was just looking for the refs to give him an edge over the game. And at the end of the day, come playoff time, you got to actually use your skill, which Luka does have.
Yeah.
So foul baiting should not be what he should have been doing.
He is one of the most skilled players in the league. I mean, he just took his team to the finals last year while being injured. So the main topic of this episode, we're just going to talk about the playoff race. We got 2 weeks left in the regular season, so a lot of these teams are vying for playoff seeding. So the Cleveland Cavaliers, who shocked everyone by being the number one seed so far this year, are only 2 games away from locking up that number one seed. So what's your thoughts on this team? Do you think they're legit? Or
honestly, in my complete opinion, I think the Cavaliers are a fantastic team. They're young. They're led by stars with Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley. He's runner-up for a DPOY this year. You know, they have a lot of talent there. But come playoff time, we saw what happened last year. They were hyped up. It seemed like they were going to go on a run. And then they fell flat. And honestly, I just see the same thing happening. I think give it one more year, and then they're going to be real, real contenders. But right now, my favorites in the East – I honestly got to hand it to the Celtics.
That's about, I completely agree. The Celtics have championship pedigree. They've been here. They've done it the last 6-7 years. Going to Eastern Conference Finals nearly every year. Going to the Finals twice. They are a team that is very dangerous. I do agree on some points with the Cavaliers. They have had issues in the past, especially 2 years ago when they lost in the first round. But I do think having Evan Mobley this year, the way he's leveled up his game offensively.
Oh, for sure.
I definitely think so. And DeAndre Hunter as a pickup, as small forward, has been really good. I do agree. I think the Celtics would beat them in a 7-game series, but I do think they're going to make the Eastern Conference Finals for sure.
I mean, they're definitely championship contenders. Don't get me wrong. They definitely can contend. It's just I don't see them in a 7-game series against the Celtics performing. But I would say the Cavs and the Celtics, they are my top two in the East.
Yeah.
I think the Knicks with Karl Anthony Towns, I think they're good, but at the same time, I just don't see them being anything worth contending at all, honestly.
No, yeah.
The Pistons are the team that I really want to like. I'm excited to see how they perform. I'm excited to see
the Pistons, too. And speaking of the Pistons, it's actually very interesting because the Pacers, the Bucks, and the Pistons are currently vying for home court advantage. So as far as the standings right now, we have the Pistons and Bucks both at 42 and 34, and the Pacers 3 games ahead of them. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on these three teams?
I think the Pacers, they are a fantastic team when it comes to their offense. But at least from my experience watching them, which is solely against the Lakers and whatnot, I just don't see them as a real contender. I mean, they made the Eastern Conference Finals last year, but I really don't see them making it. I think they are good against the East, but they're nothing too serious, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
The one take that I would like to say that is a bit kind of crazy for me, but I would honestly be scared of the Bulls a little bit right now.
The Bulls,
I understand that they're the 10 seed, they're 34 and 42, but they have been playing excellent as of recently. Josh Giddey and Kobe White, they are a scary duo.
They are a scary duo.
They offer a lot to the game, and I think if they go on a run, they could go on a run. Not saying that they're going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, but I think that they could make an upset, at least win the play-in, and they make something happen.
For sure. And that whole division, like the whole Central division, has been pretty decent this year. Like the Bulls, the Pacers, the Bucks. As far as like the Pacers and Bucks and stuff, I do think the Bucks not having Dame Lillard is going to be an issue. As good as Giannis is, he is a top 2-3 player in the world.
He can
win a series. He could beat the Pacers by himself because that's who they'd play currently. But I can't see them really getting any far without Dame Lillard. It's really unfortunate because the Bucks have been injured the last few years, ever since their championship.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. And at least in the question, I think Giannis's contract, I'm not sure when it expires or anything, but do you think that Giannis will move on from the Bucks at one point?
It really depends on what happens with Dame Lillard, because a bud cut is a career-ending possible type of injury. I think as long as Damian Lillard is there, he will be there. Just the team outside of those two is pretty old. They got rid of, you know, Johnson to the Wizards, which was a pretty, I don't know, I didn't think that was a really smart move.
No, I mean, he's a young star.
Yeah.
I think he's going to develop pretty nicely.
Yeah, and like you said, the Pistons are very exciting. I'm very excited to see them. Currently, they'd be playing the Knicks if the playoffs started today. I think that would go to 6 games, maybe even 7.
No, I think it could go 6 or 7 games, honestly.
Yeah.
I do see the Knicks winning that series, but I just love to see them in the playoffs. I mean, it's been forever. I mean, the Pistons have been really bad recently, but it's exciting to have some new faces in the Eastern Conference, like, make an appearance.
If Jalen Brunson isn't healthy, if he doesn't come back and get into his normal mode, the Pistons could upset, genuinely.
Yep.
And that would be a very intriguing matchup if they played the Celtics in the second round, because they did beat them before.
Oh, 1,000%.
They made it very clear that they're here now. And then also, we got, like, the Hawks and the Magic. I don't really – unlike the Bulls, like, I think the Bulls have, like, a good shot. But there's something about the Hawks and mediocrity that not having a guy like –
I mean, they've had the stats for the past couple years where it's like they have the equal amount of wins, equal amount of losses.
Yeah.
I don't see anything exciting from the Hawks.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, they have Trae Young, Ice Trae. But
Dyson Daniels is pretty
good. Dyson Daniels as well. I think he's an excellent player. But in a 7-game series – they'd be what? They'd be matching up against the Celtics in the first round if they were to win?
Yeah, if they were to beat Orlando.
I just don't see it happening. Yeah. I don't think the Hawks are anything serious at all.
They might not even make it out of the
I mean, the Magic, they were really good in the beginning of the season. And then Paolo, unfortunately, he got injured. They have some stars there. Both the Magic and the Hawks, I just don't see them making anything really happen. Even with the Heat, I mean, I think all of the playing teams in the East,
yeah,
very weak.
Very weak.
I would say the East is very top dominated. So,
and as a good transition, talking about the playing teams in the East, we have the West where the top maybe 11 teams are all really good.
Now the West is that's a stat conference right there. I mean, every team there, yeah, legitimately, I think has a shot.
Yeah, with only 2 weeks left, it's very tight. The seeds 3-8 in the Western Conference, only separated by 2.5 games. Just two losses can get you from 3-8. We saw the Grizzlies, they were the number 2 seed like last week, and they were the number 8 seed. Now they're the number 6 seed.
I mean, they've been, I think they're on a 2-8 or something like that in the last 10 games. Or something close. I mean, they won last night, so that probably changed that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, 3-7.
I mean, it's crazy what can happen. A couple wins, a couple losses in the West, and it can change your seeding.
Even crazier, like the Golden State Warriors are 45-31, and the Clippers are 44-32. So they could lose one game and just go straight to a play-in. It's really important these last few games.
Oh, 1,000%. I mean, in the Mavs, I mean, they don't have Kyrie, but AD's coming back.
And they're 5-1 with Anthony Davis,
which is an absolute insane stat. I think AD's playing with a little bit of a vengeance. I mean, last game he had 5 blocks, hit a game winner.
Yeah.
He's playing out of this world.
And they're going to get their chance against the Lakers later this week, which, speaking of the Lakers, they're having a pretty hard schedule coming up. They have to play OKC twice. Yeah. They have to play Houston.
And it's a back-to-back as well.
Yeah.
The Lakers, I love them. I believe that they can really make a shot deep in the West.
Mm-hmm.
I think that these next few days will be really a showcase of, like, how we're going to do when it comes to playoff time. I mean, I know LeBron, when it comes to playoff time, he's going to excel. Luka, he's not hitting his stride as much as I would like to see. And then, you know, I think the Lakers, you know, they have a rough couple patch of games, but I think that we play up to our competition and we also play down to them. And I think when it comes to playoff time, that is super important, at least that we're playing up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think the Lakers, we can really do good. It's just, you know, getting that chemistry together after such a big trade and figuring that out. I would love to see J.J. Redick play Jackson Hayes a little bit more. I think we play a little bit too much small ball.
Mm.
It's unfortunate that Alex Lynn is our backup center.
No, yeah, that is important.
But I think the Lakers, although they've been inconsistent this past few weeks, they can really do some damage.
So out of the possible matchups you guys would have, who would you least want to see your team play and who would you most want to see your team play?
I would most want to see our team play the Grizzlies. I think historically, and now granted, historically we've done good because we had AD, which counteracted a lot of their offense. But I just don't think the Grizzlies are that strong.
Yeah.
I mean, John Morant, phenomenal player, but they just lost their head coach, right?
With only 7 games left in the season.
And with only 7 games left in the season, losing their head coach and going into playoff time, like, it's not the greatest recipe situation for success.
It's not.
I would love the Lakers to play the Grizzlies. I think we could win that in around 5 games, honestly.
Yeah. And even though John Morant's been playing at a high level, Jaren Jackson Jr. has always had foul issues his whole career. Yeah. Desmond Bane, he's a good third option, but there's just something missing with this Memphis Grizzlies team. Earlier in the season, it looked like they were going to be legitimate threats. They have 2 really good rookies, but you can't just get rid of a coach and expect to, like, make a deep run.
Oh, 1,000%. I mean, for other teams that I love the Clippers. The
Clippers, really?
I think they're one of the weaker teams, although James Harden has been on a tear recently. And I mean, obviously, they're playing phenomenal.
Yeah.
I just think that the Lakers are better than the Clippers. The teams that I would not want to verse, I think the Nuggets, for one. Yeah. I mean, there's the historical component of that. But although we've been playing very good against them recently, it's just they have the best player in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, Jokic is the clear number one for me. And with Jokic, anything is possible.
No, yeah, agreed. So just breaking down these standings, currently number one is OKC, then Houston Rockets, the Nuggets at 3, Lakers at 4, Warriors at 5, Grizzlies, Timberwolves, and then just a few more teams, the Clippers, and the Mavericks, Kings, and the Trailblazers have been really underrated. They're only 2.5 games behind the Sacramento Kings. They can actually sneak into the play-in. I don't know if you noticed, but Denny Avdija has been playing.
Oh, so I have seen the stats. He is playing phenomenal.
He's in his
Shaden Sharp as well.
Yeah, Shane Sharp dropped 36 last night, so it was a pretty insane game. But Denny Avdija, he's been averaging 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists his last 10 games. Like, he's been doing his thing.
Oh, Denny, he's a stud for sure. I mean, I don't really see them doing anything outside of the plan, but it would be cool to see them enter that spot.
It would be, yeah. I don't think their time is yet. I feel like they're going to be like the Houston Rockets were last year, where like you could tell they had the good future, but they just weren't ready for anything.
Actually, let's talk about the Houston Rockets. I don't think the media gives them enough attention or credit. They are the number two in a very stacked West.
Yeah, they are.
How do you think that they're going to perform?
In the playoffs, it really depends on matchups. I think this whole playoff seeding, especially in Western Conference, is really reliant on matchups. If they were to play a team like the Memphis Grizzlies, I do think they would take them to seven. But honestly, against these more experienced teams like the Lakers, Warriors, and Clippers, like, I don't know if I could see them beating them. Even the Wolves. It's just the fact that Jalen Green, as their number one scoring option, has been very inconsistent. And as good as Sengun is, I just don't think they have the offensive firepower. I think defensively, with Dylan Brooks and Amin Thompson on the wings and Fred VanVleet, I think they really could shock someone, and I really think they could win a series. But I just think the lack of inexperience is going to show itself in the playoffs like it normally does. I kind of compare them to like the Sacramento Kings we had 2 years ago, where, you know, they were the number three seed. They looked really good. And they took the Warriors to seven, but at the end of the day,
Experience
mattered.
That transitions very nicely. I mean, the Warriors, 19-2 with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
I mean, and they have some people that are rising.
Yeah.
Odds, Moody, Kuminga.
Yeah.
How far do you think that they're going to make it?
Personally, like, trying to leave bias aside, I think a Western Conference Finals is possible. I think in order for us to get there, we'd have to be the three seed. If we play the Denver Nuggets tonight, we're only 1.5 games behind them. If we get that three seed, we'd most likely play a team like Memphis. And the big thing about that is that as long as we avoid the Nuggets, the Lakers, OKC, I think we can make a run. Because if we were the number three seed and we won that series, we'd play the Rockets or like the Wolves compared to playing like OKC or like LA. Like, I really think in order for that to happen, we play LA. But I don't want to play Denver at all. Like, no way.
No, I mean, for sure. I mean, I think the seeds with the Thunder, Rockets, Nuggets, Lakers, Warriors. Honestly, I'm not even going to include the Rockets. I think that they're a little bit too inexperienced with their age and everything like that. I'll say my top four teams out of the West are going to be the Nuggets, Lakers, Warriors, and Thunder. I don't think any team wants to verse any of those.
No, yeah.
That is, and if they match up against each other, I think it'll make for a great series. Mm-hmm. But if you're a fan, it's going to be tough.
No, yeah. And I feel like for Denver, really, like, they have the best player in the world. But what really is going to come down is health. Like, Jamal Murray has had a problem staying healthy. But also, in the playoffs, sometimes he'll play, like, a superstar. And sometimes he'll play mediocre. But, like, I feel like he's the main key. Aaron Gordon has been playing at a very high level.
Yeah, I think Aaron Gordon is an X factor for the Nuggets. I mean, he is an excellent player, makes great decisions. And his three-point shooting has taken a leap.
Leap, for sure.
It is fantastic this season.
I think Denver, the one team they don't want to play is Minnesota.
Yeah, I think Minnesota is their kryptonite. I mean, we saw it the other night. Double overtime game. Spoiled Jokic's 61-point triple-double. I mean, that is insane.
Yeah, I do think that's the team. Like I said, it's all matchup-based.
Wolves, for sure.
The Wolves are so under the radar right now. Like, they've won four straight. They've been really good. They started the season off pretty rough, but they have the easiest schedule remaining. They're playing Philly. They're playing the Milwaukee Bucks. Grizzlies, Nets, and Jazz, they could easily win four of those.
I mean, I think that they can get the wins to have a good record. Yeah. But when it comes to playoff time, although Anthony Edwards, he has that X factor in him, he has that dog, I just really don't see the Wolves doing much.
Really? Do you think they could beat Denver?
I think they could beat Denver. I think the game or the series, I think it'll be very similar to last year where it went to seven.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be very up and down. I think that the Wolves could make it past the first round. I just don't see them making it past that, though.
Mm.
I would like to bring up the Thunder, though.
The Thunder are elite.
I think they are an elite team. They're about to be a 70-win team. I mean, Shea is going insane. But at the same time, and this is just me, I'm really not scared of the Thunder when it comes to playoff time. I think they have done fantastic in the regular season.
Mm.
Although they have talent in every position, I just don't even see them making it to the finals. I don't even really see them making it to the Western Conference Finals.
Well, that's crazy.
But that's just me. I don't know. That's my take, though.
That's a little crazy because they arguably have a top two player in the world. But the thing is, I think J-Dub is the key. Because last year, J-Dub, he didn't play great in the playoffs, and that's why they lost in six to the Mavs. But Shea still played at elite level in the playoffs last year. And Chet, I think Chet's health, really. But also, like, guys like Aaron Wiggins, like Cason Wallace, these guys are very talented. Also, they have Caruso and Hardenstein playing at a really elite level. I think they're definitely making the Western Conference Finals. Like, even as a Warriors fan,
I would
as
love,
good as we've been, I don't know.
I don't know. I would love for the first round of the playoffs to be Thunder versus Warriors. Or not Warriors. Thunder versus Nuggets at some point.
Oh, Thunder versus Nuggets?
I think that would make for a great matchup. And I think that's where Thunder really could get bested. But
really?
I'm not really too sure. I haven't really seen
Wolves
them play.
Too. Wolves have played them well. Two of their 12 losses this year have been against Minnesota. Golden State has beat them twice this year, too, actually, without Jimmy.
I mean, so. I don't know. I mean, the Thunder, obviously, their record, amazing. 29-1 against the East.
That's a record.
I mean, if the Thunder make the finals,
it's over.
I think that the Thunder were winning.
Yeah.
But I just think that there's so much talent in the West that literally anything can happen.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty valid take. I guess we'll see. These next couple weeks are going to be very interesting, and we will just see what the playoffs will come to, and maybe you can come on an episode when we finally get the standings.
Yeah, when we see the standings, and then, you know, see what happens come after that first round.
Yeah, so. Well, anything else you'd like to say, Hugo?
I would just like to say thank you for allowing me to be on this podcast. I had a great time today. It's been a pleasure.
Of course. Well, thank you guys for listening. It's been Sports and Pack with Joe and Mac, and have a good rest of your day.